You know, it's funny, but in medicine, an X-ray gives you this very binary, precise diagnosis, right? Like your arm is broken.
Right, exactly. You can just look at it and see the fracture.
Yeah, but when you're diagnosing a failure in human leadership, well, that X-ray machine is completely useless. So, welcome to this custom deep dive. Our mission today is strictly prep work.
Right, we are equipping you to tackle day one, week seven of your Laws of Life workbook.
Exactly. And the focus today is entirely on individual leadership and self-command, which is fascinating from a psychological standpoint.
It really is. The core premise you're analyzing today is that the greatest failure of leadership in America actually happens at the individual level.
Yes. And we have this, I mean, it's a psychological default, really, where we look externally for guidance. Like we call politicians leaders just because they hold a position.
Right, which is a massive trap. There's a huge difference between holding authority and, actually leading.
So let's look at the psychology behind that corrupted language. Because when we conflate authority with leadership, we are fundamentally miscategorizing reality. True leadership, as the workbook outlines, it requires competence, a deep knowledge of the people involved, and trust.
Yeah, you can't just slap the leader label on anyone with a title.
Exactly. And if you do, what happens to your own sense of responsibility?
Well, neurologically speaking, it literally shuts down your own cognitive accountability.
Wait, it actually shuts it
Yeah,
down.
completely.
Yeah.
When you label someone a leader, your brain categorizes them as basically the parent in the room. So the amygdala relaxes.
Oh, wow.
And your prefrontal cortex, which is the part that handles your own complex decision-making and self-regulation, it effectively powers down.
Because it assumes someone else is driving the bus.
Exactly. You just offload all the heavy lifting to this phantom authority figure.
That is wild. So if our brains default to outsourcing that responsibility to fake external leaders, the only way to short-circuit that biological trap is to, well, become the leader yourself.
Right. Which brings us directly to how the day one exercises force that internal shift.
Yes. So the first two questions, they ask you to recall a genuinely great leader from your past. And then contrast them with the terrible boss, someone who only commanded by title. But wait, I'm stuck on something here.
Okay.
Why does the workbook focus so much on the bad boss? I mean, shouldn't we just be modeling good behavior? It feels counterintuitive to dwell on the resentment caused by terrible leadership.
I mean, it feels negative, sure. But biologically, the brain is a difference engine.
A difference engine.
Yeah, it learns most efficiently through sharp contrast. When you experience a bad boss, it triggers an acute stress response. So that resentment you feel, it's actually a highly specific data point.
Oh, I see. So by comparing that extreme negative emotional response against the inspiration of a good leader.
You aren't just taking notes, right? You are actively mapping the exact behavioral triggers that make you willing to follow or, willing to rebel.
That perfectly sets up the third question, then, where you list at least six core leadership traits, like integrity or discipline. By mining that resentment and inspiration, you're extracting the exact metrics you respect.
Exactly. You are building a blueprint for how you must govern yourself.
But knowing those traits is only half the equation,
Right.
right?
To habitualize that self-regulation, you have to internalize new cognitive rules.
Which brings us to the mental code rewrites. And the crucial one in today's module shifts how we judge our own performance.
The standard versus feeling concept.
Yes. The code says, when I judge performance, it requires a standard, not a feeling. I mean, if you judge your workout by how you feel, you'll quit after 5 minutes.
Oh, for sure. But if you judge it by the objective standard of whether you finish the reps, you succeed regardless of the feeling. That standard is vital.
Right.
And to truly hardwire it, the workbook uses this sleep seeding process. The bedtime question for today is highly specific because it's variable. You fill in the blanks with three traits from your own generated list. So you ask yourself, how can I build more of these specific traits into my life so I can better lead myself?
So by asking a targeted, customizable question right before sleep, you seed the subconscious.
Exactly. It forces your brain's pattern recognition systems to run solutions and consolidate those specific trait goals overnight while your conscious mind is just resting.
It's like leaving a complex math problem on a chalkboard for the night shift to solve.
That is a perfect way to put it.
So, as you dive into this module, keep that in mind. If you are your own primary leadership, the picture has to be crystal clear.
Absolutely.
Because when your alarm goes off and you simply do not feel like putting in the work, you have to ask yourself who is issuing the commands.
Right.
So grab your workbook, tackle today's questions, and get ready. You've got a brand new module waiting for you tomorrow.